On this date in Missouri Senate history, the date was June 15, 1861, the day federal troops overtook Jefferson City in the early months of the Civil War. To understand this day, you need to go back to June 11th of the same year, when a meeting was held at the Planters House Hotel in St. Louis. It was there Governor Claiborne Fox Jackson, General Sterling Price, Union General Nathaniel Lyon, and Congressman Frank Blair, also a Union general, met in the hopes of a peaceful conclusion to Missouri's status in the war. It was Lyon who was quoted as first uttering the now infamous statement at the end of the four-hour gathering, "This means war." Such a settlement wouldn't be reached. The following day, the governor would issue a war proclamation. Then on June 13th, he and other pro-Southern elected officials took every official paper and the state seal and headed for Boonville. Generals Lyon and Blair brought 2,000 federal soldiers to the capital city by steamboat on June 15th. State government would eventually move to Neosho, while Jefferson City remained occupied by federal troops for the remainder of the war. June 15, 1861, the date marking the federal takeover of Jefferson City on this date in Missouri Senate history.